There was a photo of Pope St. John Paul which caused a yearning in my heart to go to that place. He was visiting Jerusalem, and while there, he went to the only remaining part of the temple of Jesus' day, the foundation, now called the Western Wall. One photo was of him putting into one of the cracks between the stones a folded piece of paper with a prayer written on it. That's a Jewish tradition, still frequently practiced there. But another photo was of him just leaning his forehead against the stone, a beautiful image of prayer for peace in that troubled place. It is no longer adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God. It is a remnant, a reminder of the place where God dwelled with his people. Although even that temple was viewed with a certain kind of ambivalence, mixed feelings. Jesus' words about its destruction could easily have prompted the people's conscious memory of the fact that Solomon's original temple had already been totally destroyed once by the Babylonians. And when they had rebuilt it after the exile, the resources were very limited and the Ark of the Covenant was lost, not to be rediscovered until Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones came along. But at the rededication ceremony at that time, the people cried sad tears because it was such a pathetic version of its original glory. Then in Jesus' time, the so-called Herod the Great had given the temple a major facelift, providing it with those beautiful jewels and many adornments and massive stones. But he was Rome's agent, trying to gain favor with the Jewish people, so that was an extremely mixed blessing. Perhaps these are some of the things that were on their minds when they asked Jesus when it would happen and what would be the signs. His response was to issue a prediction. It is meant to be taken literally. Don't go depending too much on the temple. Despite its indestructible appearance, it will indeed be destroyed. We often get confused about what Jesus is referring to here because it's also intended to be seen as a warning about the future. There are two separate events overlaid, one on top of the other. The destruction of the temple is also to be understood as a preview of the events of the end times, of chaos followed by judgment. And there would be a long period of time between those two events. So Jesus' warning is very relevant for us. We still have a great curiosity, don't we, about the end times? How will we know, and what will be the signs? Everywhere around us, there seem to be signs of a coming reckoning. Everywhere, there seems to be not a movement to a higher state of evolving consciousness, but of disharmony and war, of self-styled messiahs, prophets saying, "Listen to me and you will be happy. Follow my plan for your self-improvement." In this context, we hear Jesus say, "Beware that you are not led astray." He also says that despite the wars and many signs that our human-made temples are in danger, he says, "Do not be afraid." That stuff is going to happen. Stay faithful to the Son of Man who will come on the clouds in true glory. Why is fake news such a big deal in our time? Isn't it because we desperately want to know what is true, what to believe, and what to follow? Don't we feel insecure in some way when we are lied to? I thought I could trust this news source. I followed that public figure on Twitter or Facebook. And when those supposed sources of truth prove hollow or untrustworthy, the world offers me escapes, all kinds of them. I did get to pray at that wall where St. John Paul prayed, and I wasn't disappointed. There was something about it that moved me to want to go back again and again. There was just something. Maybe it was because of the many people praying there. Maybe it was because there was no illusion of a kind of glory created by human hands and ingenuity. There was only that stark reminder that everything we build will pass away. that the foundation stones of our own life need to be built on the hope of what is permanent and truly holy. We do have our churches with their sanctuaries, their holy places around the altar. Ultimately, though, what we have is the true and trustworthy foundation stone, the real presence of God, before which we fall to our knees in worship. And if we do this often enough and sincerely enough, we will not be troubled by fake news. We will not need to run after those who say, "I am he." We will have the only peace that can exist right in the middle of the chaos of our lives and of the lies that we hear. We will have Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living and true God.